Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
All right, my talkers. Tuesday at 4 o'clock, I can already taste the Thanksgiving stuffing. We're almost there. Lori and Julia are here to take you into this holiday week.
Oh, yeah.
So sit back and enjoy.
Oh, there will be some prepping tonight.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people are already.
For people.
Yes.
Yes, prepping and doing all that. Now, would you care to hear the news of A Tale of Two Dresses?
I actually would.
Okay.
I actually would.
The AMAs on Sunday night, which we quite enjoyed for the performances. Pink being a standout, opening the show on roller skates, singing Never Not Gonna Dance Again, and then the middle of show singing Hopelessly Devoted to You, right?
Darling.
So I watched the entertainment shows yesterday, or last night's show, and they all were on the red carpet at AMA, ET, everybody.
Yeah,
and
they're
also at the Governor's Award the day before, and
okay.
We posted both those red carpets yesterday. But because I had seen stills of Pink and her family on the red carpet, but this, she was giving interviews. So we posted the dress that Pink wore on the red carpet, and it's this black and kind of golden-looking fringe dress.
Halter dress, gorgeous.
Halter dress, absolutely gorgeous. And then we loved this pink feathered number that she wore to sing Hopelessly Devoted. Well, I'm appalled at us, Julia.
That we didn't figure this out.
But she, listen to this. This is how I know Cher could help Madonna. If Madonna would,
Madonna would make the introduction. No way.
I know
anything from anybody.
But what she told
lessons is what Lori's where she's going with that
legend lessons. Yeah,
legend
which is
lessons.
You don't need to do anything. Okay, Pink revealed to Extra that her black and gold look was a Bob Mackie original from Cher's closet. She said, I'm wearing Bob Mackie. This is from Cher's closet.
How did she get access?
I asked her if I could borrow some Bob Mackie tonight. I'm honoring a legend. In the spirit of that, I wanted to honor other legends as well. And that's Cher and Bob Mackie. Because, of course, they have the best costume collaboration.
Do.
You know, amazing.
Okay, I absolutely love
and
that.
And then the pink dress was also from Cher's closet. And then Bob Mackie, who is very fun to follow on Instagram, especially if you love all things fashion, he posted on Instagram that the one Pink wore on the red carpet, the yellow and gold that's halter dress.
It was gold
dress, and black. Up the leg. I mean,
it's like a lightning bolt in the halter dress.
Looks like liquid on her body.
Beautiful.
So many sequins. So Bob said he'd called that the earthquake dress. It was from his 1987 California collection. And he made it using jet sequins and citron bugle bead fringe. So it would shimmy and sway.
He wrote,
this is the perfect dress for Pink as a performer and for the AMA's red carpet tonight. And yes, then the pink gown that she wore was also Bob Mackie. She told Extra, she's a fellow Australian. I loved her very much. She was an absolute icon and a legend. And she said, my daughter Willow is obsessed with Greece. She just did it in her theater production last summer. So she's been teaching me the songs. And she was like giddy on the red carpet. Giddy to be wearing.
Yes. Two Cher dresses.
Out of Cher's, you know, closet. Wherever that closet is. Because hopefully Cher has kept all of her Bob Mackie. I mean, he's a legend. I wish Diane Sawyer would sit down with him.
Right, and I wish
he's like 87.
Yeah, and I wish they would do a biopic on him as well.
Oh my gosh, he's got an incredible story. So
you're right about that. And
they're both posted for your pleasure.
I love knowing that. And now let's go back to Madonna.
Yes,
so yesterday,
Madonna.
Yesterday at the end of our show, Grant, Madonna posted something new, and I saw it, and I thought,
on Insta.
I can't wait to show Lori.
Oh, yes.
She's crawling and frolicking around with something furry on her.
Oh, no.
Looking kind of like a fur snake, if you've ever seen one. And I'm like, oh, I can't wait. But I didn't talk to you about it yesterday because I couldn't laugh because I would cough. So I didn't want to share anything fun. I just wanted to be a stick in the mud. And so I waited. And so what does Lori send me last night?
At 8:32.
The photo of her.
Of Madonna with her cupcake boob coming out of her bustle. And I don't know if she's, it kind of looks like she has a body perk band-aided.
Yeah.
A band-aid over her nipple. She has no eyebrows. And she said, I'm in the mood for love. So, you know, I've told you the new way of meeting people is just, you know, like sending a message. She might have an assistant who's looking for someone for Madonna just to have a hookup with. She wants to hook up like the kids are. So this is why she's doing
slithering around in a fur python something.
Yes, because I know I looked at each and every photo.
And were you turned on, Grant? I want to know what you think.
Well,
absolutely not.
You know what? Here's the thing.
We are just going crazy that she won't take Lori's icon awards from Cher. Her icon classes. I mean, they're free. It's a master icon class.
Here's what you do when you're a legend. You just be you.
There you go.
She just has to be herself. But anyway, I am wondering, because I really zoomed in on the boob, and it really does look like a boob cupcake in a corset top with a plopping of a pink body perk, because she definitely blurred out the nipple. But I am...
She's had time and effort into
Well, but this is, I think she's looking for a, I think she's looking for a guy, and I think she's got someone scrolling through all of her messages to see if anyone, you know, is possible. Because I told you, this is how people are meeting each other. They're
if you're looking to hook up, I think you need to color in your eyebrows.
Well, listen, you know what? You're not looking at anybody's eyebrows too hard when you're hooking up. And when you're looking in other places that could may or may not have an eye or a wink or an eyeball or an eyelash, your eyes should be closed.
Okay, what do you think she's going to post for the holidays for us?
Well, I don't know. But I mean, I want to just tell you how many comments her people would have to go through to, you know,
to find someone.
In the mood for love. Well, there's only 2,500 comments. So... you know, that's doable, you know?
Okay, that is so funny. That's doable to go through them.
Yeah, like if you're Madonna, God. You probably have a couple assistants.
Here's what Joanne Ray, 76, wrote back to Madonna. Bad lighting, check. Zero new ideas, check. Wearing fur, which is just crap, check. Good to see more TikTok-styled rubbish. Sorry, but it's true. Just because it's Madonna don't mean it's good. Once you believe your own hype, it's time to stop.
I know it. Please stop. I know.
Stop, Madonna.
I know. And you know why, too? Because she's rolling around in fur.
I know.
And usually she would be like maybe saying something about FIFA, cutter. You know, has been in the past more, you know, like this. But anyway, people are just...
I'm not sure what the hell has happened to my icon. I have no idea who this person is.
She isn't. Yeah. Wine bottles, fur, the shoes, the facial.
It's hysterical.
Yeah, I know it.
Oh, bad karma, Madonna. What?
Mm-hmm.
All right, anyway.
But people are really mad about the fur,
too. Oh, yeah, please.
Yeah, I'm in the mood for love. She doesn't care, and she wants people to stop bullying her. I'm not bullying you about it, Madonna, but I really do want you to call Cher, because I feel like, you know, just talking to her could feel real good.
Yeah.
Here's one that I feel like that everybody that we know who loved her wrote. I loved you. I worshipped you. I idolized you my whole life since I was a child. You were a revolution. What are you doing with your image, with your career? This is not reinvention. This is degrading, decadent. Please, someone from her staff.
Well, I mean, you can't.
Shake her down. Tell her that this is wrong.
All right. So you're telling me nobody's sliding into her DMs asking her to meet him at the Carlisle in room 1222.
Well, we'll find out, but it's time for randoms. I'll give you that report in randoms.
Fine.
All the people.
Girls gone wild.
That have slid into her DMs. We'll be right back.
Julia's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is.
All right, so today is this really cleverly named day called Go For A Ride. So it's just Go For A Ride Day.
Get on your bike.
Just get out there and do it. All right, so here's the deal. Good grief, Charlie Brown. There will be no Charlie Brown Thanksgiving on network TV.
That is just sad.
After 50 years.
Why?
You're going to be able to watch it on Apple Plus TV.
For free. So they're giving access to the entire Charlie Brown collection.
Well, that's a good idea to try and get people to sign up for an Apple subscription.
Boom.
I give them that's good call on that.
Yeah, so they took it off syndicated TV.
And that just means they paid more.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's
so non-subscribers can have it free from Wednesday to Sunday. So you could binge watch The Morning Show. You could binge watch Ted Lasso.
I don't know if it's the whole Apple Plus. Yeah. I believe it's just access to the Charlie Brown library. I may be wrong.
Well, maybe there you go.
Is. I can check.
You're right. But okay, Grant, I want to know if you heard about this because this is right up your alley and it's yours too, Lori. And you know what I'm talking about. Chick-a-boom, boom, boom with you too. So the Minnesota Vikings... Not only were taken off the air in other markets when deemed our game
everywhere but Minnesota
our game
pulled
was
from national
so
play.
Horrible, you wouldn't want to. They didn't want to hurt your eyes anymore.
Right.
They unknowingly showed a photo of a porn star on the Jumbotron.
Oh yes, this
they
no the
did?
Vikings did. So this has
the
been.
The Vikings did.
So
yes.
they did this. This
I didn't
is,
know you were at the game.
No. Well played.
Someone was snapping
this is
pictures.
A. This has been a thing. There's a. They did a salute to military service, and someone. You know, gave the Vikings a picture of a gentleman who's known as a porn star in military garb, and then they put it up and paid tribute to him, and it was a complete
was
troll.
He complete saluting? Was he saluting?
I mean, no,
the
he
flag
was like standing in a doorway with his, you know, with his fatigues on and his.
But he is a very well-known porn star.
But he wasn't naked.
No.
Well, what the hell is all this fuss about?
When I first read it, that's what I thought happened.
I mean, people
should have just gone with that.
Yeah, anyone can serve in the military if you want to.
He never did serve.
Oh, I see. So, that's part of his porn star.
That's why he never served.
I do love when a military man comes to your door and accidentally starts taking off his and your clothes.
Does someone have any leaky pipes?
I miss those days of when people would send the little stripper to the holiday, you know, to the to someone's birthday at the office.
And we did it to my mom once.
I know.
And he
Elvis.
Posed as a cop.
Heck
no.
Yeah.
He said that they ticketed her that he was coming to arrest her for running a red light and hitting a car up at Safeway.
Hysterical.
Oh, yeah. And my mom believed him.
Right, because she maybe tapped a car at Safeway and maybe
ran a red light. Yeah.
We should do that to my mom.
Oh, yeah.
She would die.
Oh, yeah. She was so... Because she did. She really believed it.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah. That's so funny. Okay, so now if you... Do you guys like hot food?
No, Julia, we hate hot food.
I mean spicy.
Hot or spicy?
Yeah,
spicy.
That's a trick question.
No, I meant spicy. Spicy.
I love spicy food.
Yeah, I'm good with spicy, but not too.
No, Lori, you are not good with spicy.
Julia?
You have such a weak palate.
And I'm going to tell you why. I ate a beautiful red, I still remember how teeny and tiny and cute and waxy it was in our yard in the Philippines when we lived off base. My mom said,
pepper.
It was
Look
a pepper.
At this cute little pepper for my doll.
Oh, yeah.
Barbie. It's a Barbie pepper.
There was one for me and one for my sister, and we both bit into it, and then we rubbed our eyes.
Uh-oh.
And it was like, you know, fire chili. The littler the chili, the hotter it is. Doesn't work that way for wieners necessarily. But for peppers, that is a rule of thumb.
Do not encourage her.
That is a rule of thumb. The smaller the pepper, the hotter.
Do not encourage her.
It's the other way around for big peppers.
I think I told you that Red Hot, Frank's Red Hot sauce, the buffalo sauce, came out this year with an injector.
Yes.
To inject that Red Hot sauce into your turkeys.
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, no.
That's a terrible thing to do to your meat.
Oh, no. It sounds heavenly to me.
And
so anyway, they did a poll of 2,000 Americans who enjoy spicy foods. And people who like spicy foods, the hotter it is, think they're sexy. The hotter their food is, there's a correlation with how sexy they think they are.
Yeah.
Okay.
Except if you go on a date with a guy to a Chinese restaurant and he orders something so hot, the hottest it will come, and I'm sitting in the booth at Chinatown in Duluth on Spear Street on a date with this guy, and rivulets of sweat are
course.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Seen down his face. His shirt is soaking and he's just like kind of drinking his water. I'm like, are you okay?
You know, he would you like a glass of milk?
He wanted to impress me, and
so he got the extra hot.
He got the extra hot, and then of course I was completely unimpressed with him because of his profuse sweating. I thought, what's he going to be like in bed?
Oh, that's so funny! Oh. It's just like, remember the movie Along Came Polly with Jennifer Aniston?
Yes,
and they go on a date, and it's Ben Stiller, and he's got IBS, and he has like Indian food, and
he's sweating, trying to hold it in, and he's got the poop sweat going on. That is terrible feeling. You're lucky if a date happens again. It might be meant to be.
I would agree, but it would be a very funny story.
Yeah.
It would be a very funny story. Remember when you were trying to impress me and you like OD'd on the hot sauce?
It was a funny memory for us.
I think it is a funny one.
Yeah, because I did end up marrying him.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, that was my first husband. That was like one of our post-college dates when I had no money and I worked at the restaurant and my friend said she wouldn't give us a bill. And I told him.
No, and you quit that one.
Oh, yeah.
Quit that one high and dry because something happened. You started a foo-foo plate on fire.
No, no.
That was the lantern.
No, I refused to. Rice platters were never available when I was a waitress there.
It's like probably
the most expensive, the good date couple that people want to share.
Right. We don't make that tonight.
Yeah, we're all out of everything.
Why are they serving that table? I don't know. We got the last one. Oh, there's another one. Oh, two.
That sizzling rice platter was hell as a Chinese restaurant.
That's like fajitas. You know, they were hot and sizzling.
Same.
No. Okay. So if you're going to stay in someone's house right now for the holidays, what do you think?
I'm bringing a Kringle.
Okay. Well, that isn't the question. Well, okay. All right.
I'm bringing a Kringle.
That's okay. So what are you going to bring with an A?
Yeah.
But so
what are we doing?
What do you think is the max amount of days to stay?
For Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Three nights.
Okay.
Two.
Yeah. I wonder if I have family when I come back.
Yeah.
We might have to move into a hotel.
Yeah.
We're there for.
Yeah,
Be max.
It's a long time.
It is a long time.
Yeah, especially you're introducing a new husband. It's new dynamics.
All right, we're not going.
All right.
We're going to drive. It'll take up 2 days. All right.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is Tammy Wynette. And why are we playing Tammy Wynette? Because last night there was a red carpet at Goya Studios in Los Angeles for we've talked a little bit about it, but it's George and Tammy, and it's a docu-series.
George, it was.
Yeah, it's a docu-series on Showtime with Michael Shannon playing George Jones, Tammy Wynette being played by Jessica Chastain, who's acting in everything. You know, just an Oscar last year for being Tammy Faye, the Good Nurse. I mean, she is like a Meryl Streep in the roles and reach of what she'll play. And so the red carpet was last night, and we posted the photos. Grant also posted a trailer of it, because this show is debuting a week from Sunday on Showtime. And it's interesting how they're trying to get people to come and stream. So George and Tammy will happen on Showtime next Sunday night, and it will also be on Paramount Network.
Everyone owns everyone. It's so
and the remainder of the season will be on just Showtime, and then Paramount Plus if you have the Showtime bundle. But they're trying to get people to do a little bundle packaging and have both of these and set whet your appetite for George and Tammy, because if you're a fan of like the movie Walk the Line about June Carter Cash and Johnny Cash, or just any like epic, these two, George Jones and Tammy Wynette,
when was their time? The 70s?
Their time would have been, I believe she, like, that was her breakout song that came out in 1968, Stand By Your Man. But she was married to her second husband when she met who would become her third husband, George Jones. And they met at a Nashville recording studio, and she had always looked up to him because he's like, you know, older than she is by 15 years or something like that. And they started recording together. They have a very tempestuous story, and it's been told in bits and pieces, like in interviews and...
I don't know.
They stayed close, even though they got divorced. I mean, he was a huge boozer.
George Jones.
And they were very successful solo acts, but then their careers intertwined, and they began touring together, and they called themselves Mr. and Mrs. Country Music.
Oh, I love it.
Because, you know, he was her idol. She was who she looked up to in country music when she was a little girl. Try not and get creeped out about it, but by the time she met him, she was in her 30s and leaving her second husband. So,
Tammy.
Yeah, she could, you know.
Wasn't she married to Paul Anka?
I don't think that she was married to Paul Anka.
Who was Paul Anka married to? For some reason,
I don't know, but like they were like... Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton, they broke up. They got divorced, got back together. So I think these two, I think this mini series on Showtime is going to be really good.
Because I kept thinking, because you kept hearing about it. And, but I have no idea who the George is.
Well, here's a George Jones song. Okay. I mean, there's one where he says...
He's a big deal. I know that. I just am not
hello
familiar.
There. Well, hello there. He has this big booming kind of a deep... We'll play a song. I forget which one we've got.
It's called He Stopped Loving Her Today.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Slow classic country.
She told him you...
I kind of like this old music.
Oh, yeah. It's
quiet,
beautiful.
It is building.
Classic country.
Because you hear the instrument, and they had songs together, and like one time... He missed a recording session because he was drinking and chasing tail, probably how she put it. And, you know, he went to Florida, but sent a Cadillac to had it delivered to the house. I love you, honey. I'm sorry. You know, I'm going to go get. So they had just it'll be an incredible TV series if it was well written. And I think you've got two great actors, Michael Shannon and Jessica Chastain.
And for people who don't know them, like me.
Yeah.
I mean, and think of how many people really don't know their life stories. I like learning about new stories, you know, of these classic people. So I'm excited about that because they're both great actors.
Right.
Like you said.
Right. And like her
buzz about this.
And her first husband, she wasn't famous, but he took nude photos of her and he tried to blackmail her. And, you know,
all those photos out there.
Right. Right. Brand. And they just anyway, she it just should be a really great story. And they had a number of songs together. The Ceremony, which was basically Wedding Dreams. But I don't know what was their best song. I don't know that much about them.
But it's interesting because you grew up with these guys. Because your mom and dad were old school country.
They
listeners.
Did like country. They and liked Elvis and they liked rock and roll.
We were Beatles.
Yeah.
Barbara Streisand. Burt Bacharach. Well, we were slow, easy listening in my household.
And also, I also, you know, read the National Enquirer at a young age. These two were in the National Enquirer all the time.
Right.
I remember one time she was kidnapped by gunpoint and like held for ransom. I mean, they were a fixture in the tabloid because they were Mr. and Mrs. Country Music. And it was the country stuff that, you know, I mean, there was a lot of... They didn't maybe had the kind of PR that like Hollywood movie stars had.
Yes.
So in the, you know, 70s and 80s, I think a lot of tabloid stories, this is just a theory I have, there was a lot of music people. They just didn't have the type PR machine.
No, I agree with you.
So anyway, you know, when they had a tumultuous relationship. I'm looking forward to
learning their story.
Like, I think one of their songs was Golden Ring, and near George, and, you know, geez, she would have to go out and he would be drinking and doing cocaine and the fans would yell, "Where's George?" And she'd just be out there singing. So it'll be a real juicy.
Was she buddies with, like, Coal Miner Daughter Girl?
Loretta Lynn, yes, of course. They all knew each other. They right. were all came up Dolly together. Parton. Dolly would have known her.
Right.
And she, yeah, yeah. But she
Tammy,
didn't.
Why not?
Tammy,
yeah,
why
I know.
Not?
I can pick her out. I can see her hair on
the
cover
blonde
of an album.
Helmet. And she would be on yeah. Merv Griffin, and they'd be on The Tonight Show. So I'm looking forward to that, and I'm calling possible Emmys right now based on the two actors in it.
Okay. Okay. I called Emmys earlier and I jinxed that. So yeah. Today. And Grant, what are you doing?
I like this. I've got a little golden ring and I just listened to it back here, that song that you were just referencing.
It was a Tammy Wynette and George Jones.
Oh, it sounds fun. Check this song out.
All right. A story song. I love it. I love it. Yeah. It'll certainly get people revisiting their music and stuff. But yeah, just a show like that maybe you're going to end up wanting to watch. And
I love it.
Yeah, yeah. And I have no idea if Michael Shannon and Jessica Chastain are lip syncing or doing their own singing.
Oh, right.
I don't know. I didn't look that up. But
well, go back. I'm giving you only a B+ for this then, Lori, that you don't know that fine detail. Grant, we're going to send her back to school. I mean, really.
Why not?
Yeah. I mean, you just told us about something we completely had no idea about for 10 minutes, but you didn't finish it.
Yeah, I
you
did
do not get an
A+
for that.
But yeah, sometimes she would file for divorce to try and get him to quit drinking. And he does end up getting sober after they finally break up. But it took him a long, like, he didn't calm down until he was like 69 years old or something like that.
Are they both dead?
Yes, they both have passed away. And
I'm excited about this. I think Showtime needs to work on how their accessibility for watching, though.
Well, this is, you know,
this is the issue.
Yeah, we're not CEOs today, and we're not solving that. The other movie I want to tell you about.
I'd like to work on you work accessibility on it
your free time.
Things, yes.
But this, I don't know if this movie is streaming yet, but Sam and Kate. Have you guys seen this anywhere?
I told you, it's with those two and their two kids.
Sissy Spacek and Dustin Hoffman.
This came out a while ago.
It came out only 2 weeks ago, it came out in theaters. And I don't know if it's streaming yet, but I guess it's a charming, low-key kind of a movie.
And it's with both of their kids.
Yes, with their son and daughter, who are both actors. Jake Hoffman and Schuyler Fisk is Sissy Spacek's daughter.
All right, where to watch it? You can watch it on
Amazon.
Amazon, but you got to buy it. Yeah. Nothing's free right
now.
Yeah,
it's all you got to pay. Because
it is playing at theaters. I think it was at Rosedale, but it is. You know, really, people are liking it. The audience is really liking it.
The audience is, yes.
Yeah, really, really. And I think the critics like it too, because it's just a, you know, kind of a coming of age story, but it's nice. It's a first time director.
Yeah, it looks darling.
70% for audience, 71% for audience, and 70% for critics. So that's good.
Yeah, and we haven't seen Dustin Hoffman in anything in forever. Sissy Spacek was in, you know, The Castle Rock. She was in that other weird sort of J.K. Rowling's. We see her.
We do see her, but we have not seen Dustin for a while. Dusty Dustin.
All right, listen, when we come back, we're going to do some dusty Hollywood speaking. There is some stuff to
I have a good one
dust
for you.
Off and discuss.
Hopefully.
I have a good one for you.
Okay.
Got one for you.
Okay.
All right, so Jerry Seinfeld recently visited Jay Leno and shared an update on his recovery.
Well, Jay Leno's already out of the hospital.
I know.
Where are you getting this story from? I'm a Hollywood speaking. This is 3 day old news.
Yep.
Is it?
No, it's from today.
You know, but I mean,
it's from today, but I believe it's this prior.
I don't like you guys.
Yeah. He's already, there's a story right now I'm reading. He's on his way home and he's already planning his next comedy act.
Well, he is already.
Yeah, he's at home in his
garage. What did Jerry say?
He just
what
said he's doing fine. He wasn't that much to look at anyway in the first place.
Oh, Jerry. Too soon.
Which I thought.
Maybe they're buddies.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I don't know.
I kind of thought it was kind of funny.
Okay, do you know what I'm talking about if I said this is being called out on TikTok and Instagram.
I like what you first called it.
Yeah, right? I know. TikTok. Yeah, I know.
It really could be called that.
It could be called that.
Okay.
Have I just come up with an idea?
TikTok. You can't say it out.
TikTok.
Loud. Okay,
okay, that's not a thong. It's an eye patch.
I'm Kim Kardashian's underwear.
her micro thong that's one size fits all, and that is it's uniquely stretchy, but it's uniquely small. And
it might as well just be wearing dental floss.
In the front.
Yeah. It's just a flossing string. If you want to be uncomfortable and just floss.
It's covering the little lady or man in the boat, if you will. You know, but yeah, it is.
That's it.
It is so.
It's more than, our gal Jenna Bush wears.
Yeah. Wow. Anyway, that's funny, though. One size fits all for even a miracle fabric seems like a stretch. See what I did there?
Uh-huh. I didn't even mean what you did that. There.
But it does seem like a stretch. Come on now, it y'all. Does. How can something fit a 0 to like 28?
I don't know, because if you've ever tried on a pair of too small thong and you try to pull them to stretch them, usually they rip, first of all.
Right.
I mean, it's not a comfortable feeling to feel like you can't bend over,
right,
sit down,
right,
drive your car without being. Yeah. You know,
what is this unique stretch material anyway? What kind
elastic.
Of what kind of hell is being put
elastic.
Into this? Okay, here's one. Thomas Jane is suing the Anne Heche estate for an unpaid $150,000 that he paid off for her.
I would too.
Yeah.
Why not?
It's been 3 months since she died.
Listen, he lost all of his rights. He's got a child with her.
No, Thomas Jane.
Oh, from, yes.
He was married to Patricia Arquette.
Yes,
he was in an epic show on Showtime called Big about this guy with his enormous
Johnson.
He was hung.
Yeah.
I guess he was hung. That's what the show was called.
Yeah, I know, because it wasn't Big.
Big. It was called Hung. I can read Ellie's lips, who's learning all about things on the job today.
I'm a very good reader.
I love that show. It was a great show.
Oh, yeah. So good. And so Thomas Jane, after he and Patricia Arquette split up, I don't know if that's when he dated her in 2019.
We're talking about Anne Heche.
And Thomas Jane.
Yes.
And after she died, he... issued a very lovely statement,
yes,
but now his lawyers have had to
look at his finances.
Well, he loaned her $157,000.
I'd want it paid back too.
And he wants it paid back.
Because he doesn't feel like he's an actor that's flush.
No.
I mean, if this was someone like Matt Damon
He helped her out because she worked sporadically.
Yep.
But there's a lot of her ex-boyfriend, who's the father of her youngest child, James Tupper, has been trying to put a stop to her 20-year-old son, Homer, from a different husband to not be in charge of the small amount of money that Anne has, which in Hollywood terms, I think it's like $2 million.
Yep.
So he really, of course, he's going to just try and get it. That's what his money manager told him to do.
I would agree.
And I don't know, if he's fallen on hard times.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. His last movie, Dig, got 17% on Rotten Tomatoes. And I haven't seen him in anything in forever. So
I haven't
either. He might need the money.
That's what I'm saying, Lori. And I'm okay with it.
Okay. So remember our antennas went up when the lady from Real Housewives of New York, whatever their reboot is called.
Yes. Got fired. Already left the show mid filming.
Left the show and said it was because she was being bullied.
Yeah. Well apparently.
Apparently,
that's not
Julia,
true.
Our antenna was right to be
clap coming back
on fire. Well, here, page six. It turns out that things went off the rails big time a few weeks ago while she, the woman who quit, Lizzie, the Instagram influencer, was filming a scene with a co-star, Bryn Whitfield. And they decided, as new friends are wont to do, because Bryn is, I think her mom is black or her dad is black, and her mom was. Anyway, these two decide to start have an in-depth discussion about racial slurs.
Oh, please. While drinking, probably.
Probably, but
for
I mean.
You can't make that up. That's so dumb, Lori.
Because this is producing oriented, because I don't think there is, I don't think that that's the place that conversation goes
it
to when
never
you're
never be
yeah meeting and you don't know each other, because we know none of these ladies know each other,
and you're on a reality show and they're filming every minute and you're having a cock. And how can people be so dumb still?
And yes, yes, yes.
How can people be so dumb still?
Did they never, did they not watch the last seasons of the New York Housewives?
Have they not watched any of these Housewives?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's dumb.
So that's how it is that she came out on the show. And apparently her husband got involved, as we know that house husbands do. And the word involved, this racial slur that they were talking about, was the N-word. And her husband, the lady who left, didn't say the N-word, but actually used the whole word, and it's on film. And that's...
And that's how you lose your job, because you're the dumbest person in the world.
Thank you, Julia.
Ding, 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 ding. There's a Hollywood speak. Yeah. That is... I'm sorry, that's just... That's so unforgivable. It's unforgivable today. How can people be so dumb?
Yeah, there's a reason why we just say the N-word, and everybody knows.
In general, as I am of a certain age, I'm old, young, or young, old, whatever I am, have never used that word. Never in my
and
life.
And we were told.
Never.
But we were told. I remember being... told when
never
I was like in
word.
Third grade, because I heard that word and it was a relative, and my mom was so upset, and she's like said to my two sisters and I, that is a word that never is coming. I mean, that was a long time ago that we heard
course.
This. So this is why she's out.
She's dumb.
Yeah.
She's dumb and she's dumb and she's dumb.
So
that to me is just...
I don't know if it'll be in the episode.
I hope they cut her out of everything and don't pay her.
Yeah.
Because that to me is just, in this day and age, I mean, come on.
I don't think they'll show up, but that's what happened.
There's no forgiveness for that.
Yeah, that's what happened. People are worried about Ben Affleck based on the Jennifer Lopez TikTok where she smushed his head to her bosom and some sappy song was playing.
Why?
And
I thought it was sweet.
Because he kind of looked confused and then he was chewing
he's
gum.
Comfy. He's in her bosom.
Well, he's on a plane and he can't smoke. That's all there is to that video.
So she's comforting him.
Yeah, don't worry,
chew
baby.
Your Nicorette.
You'll have a smoke as soon as this plane lands in Bozeman or wherever.
Between my lactated breasts. I'm right here. You're good. Rub-a-bub-dub.
Oh.
Let's just motorboat for a little while, sweetie. You'll be good.
Rub-a-dub-dub. We see what he did there, Julia.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
Well, yeah, by the way, anyone blown away at the fact that Helen Mirren and Liam Neeson were a couple back in the day?
Or Helen Mirren, not Ellen.
Or Helen Mirren.
Oh, look at you, Julia.
Helen just called her Helen Mirren, and I'm like,
Helen Mirren and Liam Neeson back in 1980 for 5 years.
That she was 7 years his senior.
Yeah, they were a hot couple.
Good
they loved
them.
Each other a lot, and then they didn't.
That's kind of how that happens sometimes.
Yeah.
All right, with that.
Oh, God.
That was fun. Let's speak. We'll be right back.
For 9 years, a dangerous man terrorized women, breaking into homes and raping his victims before killing a brilliant young scientist in 1998.
The more the victims resisted, the more violent he became.
Then he suddenly stops, leaving police with a lot of clues and one unknown subject.
I'm Paul Wagner. Join me for Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast series. Search American Nightmare Podcast on all podcast platforms today.